The change would require adult daycare centers to seek city permission before opening up an area zoned for business and profession. David Christensen with the Central Kentucky Housing and Homeless Initiative says the rules seem to target Lexington's homeless.
We are absorbing a climate of negativity and hostility towards some of our most vulnerable citizens, and I personally would like to see us move more towards collaborative, compassionate, and cooperative ways of trying to deal with issues that are legitimate concerns that people might have.
By broadly defining adult daycare, Rick Christman with Employment Solutions adds the new zoning rules could also impact services provided to disabled residents. City Councilmember Kevin Stennett agrees the issue needs further study.
We identified at least 30 different centers that are in place today that otherwise couldn't be in place if this went in as a principal use. That's a lot in our community.
But backing the restrictions is Lexington Councilmember Chris Ford. Ford doesn't believe the changes would have a disproportional impact. Home and business owners have complained such services can't open up their neighborhoods to criminal activity. And Ford believes their concerns should be addressed.
I believe it's our responsibility to be as responsive as we can to the neighbors that send us around this horseshoe. And they've called for our help, and particularly our downtown residents.
Ford wanted an up or down vote on the new zoning restrictions on adult daycare centers. The council opted instead for further study. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.